From Tidbits on August 19th, 2013, this is Apple Offers eBook Settlement Terms in Europe by Adam C. Angst. In all the fuss surrounding Apple's loss and the antitrust lawsuit filed against the company by the U.S. Department of Justice in 33 states, it's easy to forget that Apple and five major publishers were also under investigation by the European Commission for the same activities. The concern was exactly the same, that Apple and the publishers conspired to create a situation that caused ebook prices to rise. However, unlike in the United States, Apple and the five publishers ended up settling by offering legally binding commitments to address the European Commission's concerns. Remember that these commitments apply only to business that takes place within the European Economic Area. 1. Termination of agency agreements between Apple and the publishers. 2. Termination of agency agreements between the publishers and other retailers. 3. Two-year cooling-off period in which publishers shall not restrict the ability of ebook retailers to set retail prices and or offer discounts. And 4th and finally, a 5-year ban on retail MFN clauses for both Apple and the publishers with respect to ebooks. Although you'll notice that the date on the memo is December 13, 2012, Apple just this week informed iBookstore publishers that it would not be applying or enforcing the MFN clause in the iBookstore distribution agreement. If you remember, an MFN, or Most Favored Nation clause, enables the retailer to match a lower price offered by a competitor, regardless of what other pricing agreement may be in effect. Although the European Commission proceedings never came to trial, and the decision to accept commitments from Apple and publishers explicitly does not take a position on the compatibility of the agreements with the European Union antitrust law, it's interesting nonetheless that Apple settled with the EU rather than fighting the case in court, as it did and continues to do in the United States. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Transporter. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and I'll be following what eventually happens in this case, but not off all the soap opera stuff in the middle.